Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 10, 2009. An Israeli settler attack leaves 10 Palestinians injured as the Israeli military kidnaps 8 others in morning invasions in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Ten Palestinians were wounded when a group of fundamentalist settlers attacked several Palestinians shortly after the Israeli army evacuated dozens of settlers from a tent outpost in the southern West Bank. The settlers targeted homes close to the Susia illegal settlement south of Yatta near Hebron. They attacked Palestinians living in tents on their own lands while the army looked on. The 10 residents suffered concussions and bruises after being violently beaten by the settlers. The residents are from Khirbet Susia, a small village close to the illegal Susia outpost. The residents have faced repeated attacks by the settlers who are trying to force them out in order to expand their illegal settlement outpost. In related news, a group of Israeli settlers destroyed farmlands belonging to farmers from Azzun Atma in the northern West Bank on Thursday at dawn. The villagers said that settlers came from the nearby Orient settlement. They added that the settlers set fire to around 25 acres of farmland. The lands are located on the Israeli-controlled side of the wall near the illegal Israeli settlement. Also today, one Palestinian civilian was injured and 8 others kidnapped during Israeli military attacks targeting a number of West Bank communities. According to local sources, 25-year-old Musa Daoud was injured near his home in Yatta in the southern West Bank when Israeli troops opened fire at him. Meanwhile, Israeli military invasions targeted Ramallah City in the central West Bank, Tul Karim in the north, as well as Jericho. Local sources said that the Israeli military searched homes before kidnapping the 8 men. Israeli Army Radio announced that those kidnapped were on a wanted list, adding that they have been moved to military detention camps for questioning. In June, the Israeli military said it will stop its invasions into the cities of Ramallah and Qalqilia, as well as Bethlehem and Jericho. However, to date, attacks targeting those cities continue. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.